Humanitarian workers estimate the conflict in Lebanon has displaced some 800,000 people, almost a fifth of the Lebanese population. The wealthier victims are taking shelter in hotels with relatives or have simply fled the country. Those less fortunate are sleeping on the floors of schools, mosques, and in parks. NPR's Ivan Watson takes a look at one makeshift shelter that sprang up in a Beirut underground parking lot.
2 days before the war started, Lebanon's prime minister attended the opening ceremony for this brand new Saudi-owned supermarket in southern Beirut. But when Israel's bombing campaign began, refugees suddenly flooded the grocery store. And now, after more than 2 weeks, hundreds of families are still living in the underground parking lot of the shopping center. They sleep on the ground on mats and foam pads spread out in this cavernous space. Each family has claimed one or two parking spots for themselves, carefully placing their bundled belongings within the lines painted on the ground. Many children seem to be having fun here, some of them taking rides on shopping carts brought down from the supermarket upstairs. One of the kids, 12-year-old Ali Tokomaz, arrived here with his family after making the dangerous drive from his village in southern Lebanon. It has been repeatedly pounded by Israeli airstrikes and artillery, Tokomaz says. He says life is better here.
You can play, you don't hear the bombing here, and you can play whereas there you can't go outside.
Over time, a subterranean society has developed here. Doctors established a medical clinic, which dispenses medicine at one end of the garage, while aid workers push shopping carts around twice a day, distributing meals in plastic bags to each of the families. At the height of the bombing campaign, rescue workers couldn't spare ambulances to help some of the refugees here. Femi Ali, the general manager of the supermarket, says a nurse was called in to assist pregnant women who went into labor in the garage.
She delivered the two babies, and we had to give them some of the hygiene things and the diapers and things till they moved them out.
Those newborns are gone now, but another baby, 28-day-old Zeynep, has spent most of her life underground. Her mother moved here 2 weeks ago. Like many here, she swears allegiance to Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah.
We support Sayyid Hassan. We don't care about anything, even if our houses are destroyed or our lands taken. The important thing is that our men down there are... God protects them and they're victorious.
Despite defiance from some refugees, others are clearly exhausted by this underground existence. Mohammed Rahal watches and cracks bitter jokes as his sister washes dishes in a gutter.
We're cooking here. This is our kitchen here. That's all.
This gray-haired tailor lost both his legs in the Lebanese Civil War of the 1980s. This month, an Israeli airstrike destroyed his family's apartment in southern Beirut. After living for days underground, not knowing whether it's day or night, Nahal says he wants to pack up his family and leave Lebanon once and for all.
Why? It's not life. You have child, you have kids, you want to... Yeah, it's not life. It's bad life.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.